mean us in the budget crisis. Cuts mean us in the budget crisis. Cuts mean us.
The event called Class Walkout encouraged students to leave class in an act of solidarity for faculty and other employees who are being furloughed or have received layoff notices. Most of the students in attendance were not missing class to be there, but a few were, including Bianca Brooks. She's a junior from the Chicago area majoring in sociology. She hopes next year to become the first person in her family to graduate from college. Brooks says her family cannot afford to pay for her tuition. Recently, she moved off campus because she says it's much cheaper to run in town than stay in a dorm.
So now I'm working almost 40 hours a week and relying on MAP grants and loans and exhausting all options just to pay for it. So it's a big deal to me.
Brooks says Western covered her MAP grant this spring. The school did that even though it had not received any money from the state. And there's no guarantee Western will be able to cover the cost next school year. For Brooks, that would mean taking out more student loans or possibly sitting out a semester and delaying graduation. The class walkout was led by Ryan Mills. He's a senior at Western, majoring in interdisciplinary studies, meaning he largely creates his own curriculum. Mills organized the rally for a project in a sociology class and will be graded on the paper he writes about the experience.
Save our professors! Save our professors! Save our staff! Save our staff! Save our staff!
He says the event was by the students and for the staff. It ended outside Sherman Hall, which is the university's main administration building. It didn't go unnoticed. There were a few faces in the windows of Sherman Hall watching as the rally went on. Mills told the demonstrators that although the turnout was small, it was a good start.
We know Sherman's not to blame. We know this is a statewide problem and all starts in Springfield. We know this today may not set, change things overnight, but nothing changes overnight. And sitting in a classroom with your head down doing what you're told isn't going to change anything either.
Western and the state's other public universities have not received any state aid in more than 9 months because of the state budget stalemate. Mills says he's not sure exactly how to get Springfield's attention, but knows higher education needs to be funded. The class walkout event drew its own opposition. Several students took to the Facebook event page to criticize it, and a member of the Student Government Association penned a letter to the college newspaper discouraging students from participating. Those critics questioned the effectiveness of marches and rallies and the symbolism of walking away from the educational setting they are trying to support. Despite that, the event did draw the endorsement of one group that's formed to organize students against possible financial threats. Aiden Belcher is the founder of the group We the Student. He is a junior law enforcement major from Elgin. He says students are feeling the effects of the budget stalemate, but at times it's been difficult to get them to sign on to his idea.
I think people are starting to become fatalist about this school from talking to people, and people are just giving up on their any ability to make a difference when this comes to this. They see it as, oh, well, this is the state's problem. Why are you doing it? It's the same thing of, well, we can't do anything. Well, we can't say anything. We can't make a difference.
But Belcher says that is not the reality of the situation, and he says students do have a voice in this debate. We the Student aims to get students talking, and he hopes Tuesday's rally was a starting point for that discussion. I'm Emily Boyer.